So you can help homeless people, even if I disagree with you on the issue of camping. You can do a lot more to help homeless people by making this a higher priority in other local governments that are a TriMet ticket away. And I really hope that you'll do that. And you have an opportunity with Cameron's regional forum that's also co-sponsored by Ecumenical Ministries. You have an opportunity to do that in the next couple of months. Aye. So approved. I need to make an announcement that the property owners participating in the Royal Highlands Phase 2 LID were originally notified of a council hearing date for final assessment of August 22nd. This item has been postponed to August 29th. It will not appear on the August 22nd council calendar. The city attorney's office asks that I read the following. The Royal Highlands Phase 2 LID final assessment hearing originally scheduled for today will instead be heard next Wednesday. All right, that gets us to, can you please read the ordinance for non-emergency ordinance, item number 929.
Authorize sewer revenue bonds to continue the sewer system capital improvement program.
Hi, Jonas.
Good morning. I think it's still morning.
Mr. Treasurer.
Mr. Debt Manager, thank you. Jonas
Beery. Mr. Debt Manager. I'm getting everybody's titles wrong
working
today.
On it.
Mr. Debt Manager.
The non-emergency ordinance authorizes issuance of sewer revenue bonds to finance up to $200 million of expenditures of the Bureau of Environmental Services Capital Improvement Program over the next 18 to 24 months, as included in the current BES Capital Improvement Plan. Additionally, the bonds will be sized to include cost of issuance and legally required debt reserves. We're currently planning to issue long-term bonds. However, the ordinance also authorizes interim financing in the event that short-term borrowing options are determined to be financially advantageous. Long-term bonds would be payable over a period of no more than 25 years from revenues of the sewer system, and we expect to complete the financing via a competitive bidding process in October 2012. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Questions from council. Does anyone wish to testify on this matter? Moves to a second reading, further council consideration next week. Can you please read the title for item number 900, an emergency ordinance?
Approve pilot program to reduce requirements for initiating an area parking permit program.
Hi, who's testifying on this matter? Marnie, welcome back. What is your official title?
I am the Parking Operations Manager, Marnie Glick, Bureau of Transportation.
Welcome back.
So the ordinance before you is a proposal to test modifications to the Area Parking Permit Program. The Area Parking Permit Program has been used by neighborhoods as a way to minimize the impact of commuter parking within their neighborhoods. We've heard from residents that the current regulations are a bit too onerous, the threshold is too high. And this pilot program is in response to the requests we've heard from citizens. The proposed modifications would make the process easier and simpler for neighborhoods to take advantage of the area parking permit program. We did include an amendment at Commissioner Fritz's request that we would report back to council before the end of 2013. And our intent is to come back to council at a later date with specific proposed code changes.
All right.
So I move the amendment.
Second. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion to amend?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Amendment approved. Additional discussion?
Actually, I have. Anyone? Marnie? I just want to make sure that folks understand what this is and what it isn't, because I was concerned when I looked through the council agenda item that the public involvement statement said that there hadn't been any. I appreciate Marnie and Katja Dillman in the mayor's office meeting with you yesterday and explaining the process that you've been through. But I want to make sure that we have clear expectations of what the Office of Neighborhood Involvement is going to be doing and what this program is designed to do. So can you tell us why you've eliminated the 50% provision required that's currently required for approving a new parking permit program?
So currently the area, it's 40 block phases, and we find that people who live further away seem to be less interested. People who either live in apartment buildings or they have sufficient off-street parking, they're not really interested in getting involved with the process. So we're proposing to reduce the size and the threshold so that we capture more people who are actually affected by the program.
Thank you. And how do you think you may evaluate it? It's termed a pilot program, but we don't have a particular area designated. Anybody can apply. What will be the evaluation criteria?
We know that there is interest from several neighborhoods. We don't know who's going to be first in the door. We will go through the survey process, and we will see during the course of the year, are we getting enough interest, and are the levels set at a rate that people can actually participate. We'll basically look at, are there still commuters parking in these neighborhoods? Is the area parking permit program having the intended effect of mitigating commuter parking on neighborhood streets?
Thank you. And just to make public what we discussed in my office yesterday, the initiation of the process is by the Neighborhood Association making a request.
Yes.
That obviously will be noticed as a public meeting by the Neighborhood Association, but the Neighborhood Association doesn't have the funds to mail to all the affected property owners and residents. So my understanding is that once the Neighborhood Association has asked for your involvement, for the Department of Transportation's involvement, that then you go through the notification process to bring people to another public meeting.
Yes, our staff will do all of the notification and the mailings and be available for all questions and go to door-to-door if need be.
And if
if I could, one thing we're also going to do is to mail out to business districts and neighborhood associations, as there are areas we have, you know, the numbers show, need this kind of tool, and then there might be other areas that want to pursue it. So it's going to be some more, what I want to say, we're going to initiate some of the conversations, but we're going to allow anyone to also come back to us with their ideas for a permit program.
Thank you. And so if a neighborhood association or a group of neighbors are interested in this, who do they contact?
They can start with me.
Well, 823-4000 and get in touch.
That will get to me, yes.
Right. And then my final question is regarding the approval process, which I guess it's more of a statement, that it's 50% of 40% need to, 40% of the residents need to send back their ballot, and then it's by 50% plus one. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And so this is an admonishment or encouragement to citizens to participate in your neighborhood associations, because both the initiation and then it could be a 20% of the residents who would be actually approving this if people don't send back their ballots. So it's also an opportunity for public involvement on something that everybody cares about, is what I've discovered with parking, that there are strong feelings on all sides. So I appreciate you're doing this as a pilot project, and I particularly appreciate the amendment requiring a report back to council next week. Thank you for your work. Next year. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Unless there's anyone wishing to testify on this matter, Carl, would you please call the vote on item number 900?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I do appreciate staff taking the time to come and talk with me yesterday on short notice, and Katja Dillman in your office, as ever, is amazing. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 900 is approved. Can you please read item number, emergency ordinance item number 901?
Mm-hmm. Authorize the designation of 20 miles per hour neighborhood greenway streets.
So first session of the legislature as city transportation commissioner, and for every session between 2005 and this last session, I have lobbied for local control, more local control for the city of Portland and potentially other cities to be able to set our own speed limits. We have close to 4,000 miles of streets and roads. We have, how many intersections would you say we have?
22,000.
About 22,000 intersections.
Yes.
Yeah, just about.
22,000 failed for three of the four sessions to get any traction on that. Although I found that the Oregon Department of Transportation understood what we were after. And so on the fourth session, we struck, I think, a good compromise, a compromise that has the opportunity to save lives and reduce injuries. As this council has funded and approved my policy direction of safety as the number one priority for the transportation system. Above all else, we try to reduce deaths and injuries. So the compromise is what you have in front of you that allowed us to reduce to 20 miles per hour on particular kinds of streets, which are supposed to be the quiet neighborhood streets, the basic speed from
25
to 20. And do you want to, who's going to talk first?
Right.
Go ahead. And Mark, do you want to raise the
sure.
sign up there? Go ahead, Greg.
Sure. So my name is Greg Raisman. I work for the Portland Bureau of Transportation. We wanted to say thank you to City Council for your continued leadership in really creating a national model for creating a really family-friendly, safe residential network that's based on international best practices. Our neighborhood greenway system really is developing a network that is serving Portland. We have quickly expanded our network from only being within a half mile of about 29% of homes just 2 years ago to today being in a half mile of 65% of homes in our city. We're on track to have 85% of homes served by 2015. The last legislative session was a real milestone where we were able to follow international best practice of bringing these streets to 20 miles an hour. We're designing these streets to 20 miles an hour, so when families or seniors or others are walking or riding a bicycle or even just living along them, they will experience a very calm, quiet, pleasant street. And so what you're looking at is a map that is our initial round of 20 mile an hour streets. It's about 70 miles of streets that will be designated as 20 miles an hour. As time goes on and we continue to develop our network, we will come back to City Council to seek approval as required under state law to turn them to 20 mile an hour streets. We'll also be back soon with an additional set of streets in Northwest Portland. Our engineers required a little bit more data to make sure that we were in compliance with state law. And so you'll see an update. You see a little box there says data analysis in progress, where we will bring back some more streets relatively soon for Northwest Portland. So thank you again for your continued leadership on this really important project that is really setting a national trend, and other cities are looking at Portland all the time. Seattle, for example, is about to build a neighborhood greenway system based on Portland's work. So thank you.
Initial questions?
Well, I think it's, Mark, are you going to say something too?
Oh, the only thing, just one quick thing. Mark Clear, Portland Bureau of Transportation. Having done work on pedestrian and bike and traffic safety issues for over a decade, one of the things that I was happiest about, and thank City Council and our government relations group as well, is this effort and the success we had in the legislature. I think the votes were like 71 to 14 combined in favor of this effort. Was really a great partnership between not just normally, you know, the city and League of Oregon Cities Association of Oregon Counties, but the Oregon Trucking Association and the AAA played major leadership roles in talking about this and why it was important. And I think that's really the model for a lot of the work that we need to do in cities and around the country. That's probably the thing that people have asked us the most is, how did you do that? And I think, again, the trust that's developing between those groups and City Council has just been a big part of that. So thank you.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, I just, both of you and your teams and the folks that you work with have been fantastic with inadequate resources to continue to innovate around the perception and reality of safety. And we have two types of, by the time I leave, it'll be official if council approves it, but we have two types of, for example, bikeways. We have greenways, which are bike, pedestrian, and environmental connections, corridors throughout the city. And then we also have our civic ways, which are the busier streets that can be separated, but maybe aren't. But they are the more mixed use of the corridors. And you both are just amazing innovators.
I just want to clarify, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't think our viewing audience can see those maps, but these are mainly streets that are, I guess I call them local neighborhood collectors. They're not correct. Arterials.
No. Like, yeah,
not, state. Not Hawthorne Boulevard, but it's Harrison Street, isn't it?
That's correct.
Right, so, yeah.
Yeah, so state law required that these be residential streets. And they also had other requirements. They have to be fewer than 2,000 cars each day. They have to have an existing speed under 30 miles an hour. And they have to be marked for the presence of pedestrians and bicycle traffic. And then in addition, we have to have council take an action to authorize the installation of regulatory speed 20 signs.
And when you say marked, do you mean signage or do you mean marking on the pavement itself?
On the pavement, we use the what we call the Sharrow marking. So that is really what designates our neighbor Greenway, and under state law helps us comply with it.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Anyone signed up to testify?
Did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
All right. Can you please call the vote on 901?
Feltzman.
Well, this is a great program. Thanks, Mayor Adams, for getting this through the legislature, although that's a very impressive coalition that you just read off, Mark. It's not every day you get AAA and the Oregon Trucking Association on the same side of an issue the city is on. So this is great work, and I'm pleased to see the fruition of it in calmer, safer streets. Aye.
Leonard?
This is a great achievement, Sam, and I appreciate all the work that's gone into it by you guys. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, it is ironic that we're not allowed to lower the speed limit on streets that have too much speeding, particularly when a pedestrian struck at 20 miles an hour has a 95% of survival, whereas a pedestrian struck at 30 miles an hour has only a 60% chance. And I would remind us all that I think studies have shown that most speeding on local streets is by local residents rushing to get home or rushing to get to the store. So it's a reminder to all of us that speed limits are there for a purpose, and the purpose is safety for everybody. So congratulations, Mayor Adams. Another thing to check off on your to-do list. Mark Lear and Greg Reisman, absolutely terrific staff. I recently had the opportunity to attend a couple of neighborhood Greenway meetings in my neighborhood. Was so impressed at the responsiveness to input, the openness, and just the general the process of discussing how do we share our streets and what do we want to have happen there. So thank you very much for your work. And just finally, a reminder to everybody that we have our second legislative agenda-setting priority session on September 26th, which the mayor and I have established over the course of the last 4 years. So if citizens have, this was on something that was raised by citizens as well. And so that was another body of folks lobbying the legislature, lobbying their particular representatives to pass it. So if there are other issues that folks in the community want to have changed, come to our session on September 26th or look at the Neighborhood Involvement website, and this and better will do. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish. Adams.
Well, big thanks to as well to Catherine Charlo and to Katja Dillman and the great team in the mayor's office. Aye. Speeds are getting lower. Nice. And we are in recess.
Glad you pulled that off.
Yeah. Hold that one forward. Do you have a few minutes?